Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
As the year comes to a close, we've been continuing our tradition here on Pro-Life Perspective of looking back over the year on the tremendous accomplishments and milestones of the Right to Life movement. Now, with 2012 just a few short hours away, it's time to look ahead to the coming year and what you can do to help the pro-life cause. We know that 2012 will be filled with new challenges. The Iowa caucuses are only a few days away, which will officially kick off the election season in which we'll elect a president, congressmen, senators, and in some states, state legislative leaders. Many state legislatures are preparing for their spring legislative sessions, which will give pro-life opportunities to pass laws protecting unborn children and their mothers. And we can be sure that pro-abortionists will be on the attack against any new pro-life initiatives. So what can you do? First, make sure you're registered to vote. And then make sure that every member of your family who is eligible is registered to vote. Remember that lives are at stake in this and in every election, and it's the duty of every Right to Life activist to make sure they are able to provide a voice for the voiceless by voting. We've made it as easy as possible for you to register online at our Legislative Action Center, nrlactioncenter.com, under the Elections and Candidates tab. Of course, registering is only half the battle. You have to actually get out to the polls. But before that, you need to make sure you, your family, your friends, and your neighbors know where the candidates in your area stand on the life issues. Educate yourself. Research the candidates' websites. Attend town hall meetings and ask questions. Review the voting records of incumbents, which you can find in our Legislative Action Center. Remember that an educated voter is an empowered voter. With so many candidates sidestepping the issue or couching their views in gauzy rhetoric, it can sometimes be difficult to discern where they stand on protecting innocent human life. Next, get involved in your local Right to Life chapter and state Right to Life affiliate. The successes we experience as a movement happen because of the vast Right to Life network that reaches out to their local communities to educate and motivate concerned citizens. Whether you are able to give financially or with your time and talents, everything you can do to help the Right to Life network makes a difference in the lives of mothers and their unborn children. At ProLifePerspective.com, you'll find a link to our state Right to Life affiliates. From there, you can contact the state organization to put you in touch with your local chapter. Remember, you are the heart and soul of our movement, and your efforts can have a profound impact. You might also consider sponsoring a teen or college student by sending them to one of the many youth leadership camps that are happening across the country. If you have a college-age student in your family who is interested in becoming a leader of the movement, you might want to consider the 6th Annual National Right to Life Academy, a 6-week intensive program over the summer in which attendees learn about every aspect of the Right to Life movement from leaders and experts of the movement. 2012 will bring many opportunities for you to become involved in the Right to Life movement. Stop by your local chapter office, call your state affiliate, bookmark nrlc.org in your browser. Resolve to do everything you can in the new year to ensure that the most defenseless members of our human family are welcomed in life and protected in law. As we draw our week in review to a close, on behalf of all of us at National Right to Life, I hope you and your loved ones have a wonderful New Year celebration tomorrow evening, and I wish you a most blessed and prosperous 2012.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.